Welcome to Flirty Flash.
Let's flirt.
Hello, flirty friends. Welcome to Flirty Flash, and thanks for tuning in. This is Lola.
And he's Legend.
Flirty Flash is a couple of opposite sex friends that have a flirty and sometimes downright perverted sense of humor.
It's all fun and entertaining, and we don't take ourselves too serious. And we hope you enjoy our content, so please like and subscribe if you do. We would love your feedback, good or bad, and we will read them all.
Okay, for the kids out there, this is adult programming, so if you are underage, we kindly ask you to move on and come back when you're of age in the country that you live in.
Also, if you're easily offended by adult humor and sexual topics, this will not be for you, as you will be offended and probably give us some crappy reviews because of it, which will be fun for us to read, but not so good for the show ranking, so please tune out.
Okay, before we get going, we want to throw a special shout out to DJ K Bandit. He was kind enough to collaborate on our music intro. So DJ K Bandit's been DJing since 93. Every Friday night, he plays some Friday night beats. And sometimes he even spins some old school 90s music. So go check him out. It's DJ K Bandit. And thank you so much for allowing us to use this music. And Lola certainly likes it.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much, DJ K Bandit.
Hello, this is our Flirty Friends segment where we review comments and feedback.
Because we really love our flirty friends.
And we've got some really good ones this week. You're gonna enjoy it.
I know.
Okay, so just some countries this week to call out some new listeners and from new countries. Israel, and the cool thing about this is that they listen to almost all our episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so Rwanda, it's a country that's like basically in the heart of Africa. So this is our actually first African country that's tuned in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's very cool too, right?
Very cool.
South Korea. I love South Korean people. They're amazing people. But they same thing. They listen to like five or six of our episodes. So we know they're not just people that are tuning in and realizing it's not in their language and then tuning out. So thank you very much to those people. Last but not least, Ireland. So yippee for us. We got some Irish love.
Oh.
Right? I'm hoping that it's the green-eyed, sexy, red-headed Irish type of love.
Of course you do.
Right? But it's okay, guys. If it was a guy or guys, we're okay with that too. We love all our listeners.
Yeah, and I love Irish guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, right? Okay, so some shout-outs for some cities this week. Washington, Virginia area. And when I say area, sometimes if we're not giving you guys a shout-out and you're close to another city, chances are it's probably you. It doesn't always show up. Your city doesn't always show up on our feedback. But Washington, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, San Francisco, California, Trenton, New Jersey, Hamilton, Ontario, Mississauga, Ontario, Ajax, Ontario, Shaw, Washington, which are our first listeners from Washington.
Yeah, the first time I hear about it. Yeah.
Norfolk, Virginia, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And yeah, this is exciting because it's the Maritimes in Canada, and they are probably some of the best people on earth. So
we should
go party in the Maritimes 1 week.
Oh, wow.
It'd be fun, yeah. So we got a ton of love from Wisconsin, New Jersey, Tennessee, Quebec, especially Montreal again. And of course, our flirty friend stronghold in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Those horny people.
Yes, they're so horny in Ohio. They love us. Okay, so I want to give one special shout out to the Landscape Boys from Burlington, Ontario. So these guys listen to us on the job as a group, so that's super cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And who doesn't love some group play?
That's right. Everybody loves group play. Okay, so let's move on to some comments and reviews. So we'll start with a couple fun comments. Mike from Hamilton.
Yes, so he left a comment for me on Instagram. So he said, I really need to stop listening to this podcast in the gym or stop wearing jogging pants. Lola's voice is leaving visible results down there as I'm working out.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I actually chatted with him. He's 25 and he's looking for a sugar mama.
Ooh, you should totally be a sugar mama to some young guy.
He's actually trying to convince me to be his sugar mama. He has some good arguments.
Oh, he's making some good arguments, eh? All right. All right, Mike from Hamilton, thanks for shooting your shot. Okay, so we're going to read a couple Apple reviews. And just so you know, our Apple reviews are a little bit messed up. Sometimes I have to log out of my Apple ID to be able to see some reviews, and the other ones I don't. So they show up on different places. So if we miss them, don't worry, we'll eventually find them and we'll give you a shout out. So the first one is titled Love Lola. And this is Disturbed One from Charleston, our buddy in Charleston.
So he says he loves the show. Glad to know I'm not the only pervert out there, and Lola's voice makes me hard.
another guy that's into your voice, eh?
I love it. I never thought my voice would have that effect in so many people.
Ah, all right, you got a porn star voice.
I know, eh? Right. Now I know I can make a living out of this. If my career ever fails, I can do some fun stuff.
That's right. You could be a phone sex girl, uh-huh. Right? Dial 1-800-LOLA.
1-800-LOLA.
That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Okay, so our next one is Fun and Flirty, just like the name of the show. And this is Champagne Guy from Illinois. This is a guy from that you've talked to last week, right?
Yes, so, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
All right, we like this guy, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
So he says he loves the show and looks forward to it each week. Lola's voice is tantalizing for sure. She and her co-hosts have a good banter as well. Also, they do shout outs to their listeners.
Wow, another guy that's into your voice.
I know.
Right? Holy shit.
I love it.
That's awesome.
This is actually a turn on.
Ah, there you go, right? He's right. We do shout outs to our listeners because yes. Our listeners are the reason why we do this.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Me too. Okay. So can I tell the champagne guy story about the first date?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. So Lola shared with me this guy's kind of approach to trying to meet up with Lola. So he had this idea to, because Lola posts lots of pictures on the beach.
Right.
To meet her on the beach one day as a first date, have dinner on the beach as a first date one day. That's pretty slick, actually. I've got to give the guy credit. It's pretty good, right? It's pretty original.
Yeah, it is pretty original idea, actually. And it's really nice idea.
Not bad.
For a first date. Oh, my God. Can you imagine a first date as a girl?
Like, right? It's pretty cool, right?
Dinner in the beach, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's go to Texas couple from Houston. So, of course, I love this because they sent some titty pics.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
They do send titty pictures, so a legend loves it.
Yeah, so they also sent some cock pics as well for Lola. But yeah, no, so she actually has some really good tits, right?
And, yeah, she does. Okay, so, and they also sent some very, very sexy pictures from their boat. And some lake fun. I'm jealous. Like, they are in the lake and we are here right now.
I know. We still have like a foot of ice on the lakes up here, right? So where we live. So yeah, that's I'm super jealous too.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to tell us about them, Lola?
Okay. So they sent pictures of them in the lake fucking, and I got off to them. So
they're so fucking hot. You got off to them. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a, you know, a free Pornhub stuff, right?
So right. And it's a real couple that you're talking to, so that makes it even hotter, right?
Yeah. That was hot, actually.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah. You need to resend them, though, because they disappeared and I never got to see them.
Yeah, I was trying to show it to Legend, and they disappeared. So
yeah. So anyway, I think I speak for all our flirty friends when I thank Lola for that visual of things that happened last night.
Yes, that's right. So we really, really appreciate all your comments and feedback, especially those of you that took the time to write some reviews on Apple Podcasts. So, I mean, we are really, really thankful for it.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's actually, like, I think it's the highlight of our whole show is reading the comments and feedback. So
yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes. You guys also keep us, like, sometimes you give us really good ideas for next topics too.
That's right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, today we're going to talk about what not to do in the bedroom. And I'm going to go first because this topic is a big one for me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Okay, so it's don't be a starfish.
What is a starfish?
You don't know what a starfish is?
No.
Like a starfish fuck?
No. What is a starfish?
So a starfish is essentially like a starfish, you know, in the ocean.
Yeah.
That just, you know, arms and legs spread open and doesn't fucking move.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. That's a starfish fuck. Just lays there.
Oh, just lays there.
Barely moves.
Oh my God.
Right? So you basically, like, you don't move like a starfish. It's boring as fuck.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so don't be a starfish.
Don't be a starfish.
So, like, there's a saying. Have you ever heard the saying? Like, guys, they want a lady in the street, but a freak in the sheets.
Yes.
Right? So this is part of that, right? Like, don't
I
be...
I see.
You're not being a starfish. So if a guy tells you that, like, you're basically, like, the best lay you've ever had and you're a starfish, he's fucking lying to you. If you're just laying there like a wet rag, a semi-wet rag, right, you're a fucking starfish. Right? So he's either lying to you, saying how good you are, or it's his first fucking time and he has nothing to reference it to.
Okay. What about when you're like you're sleeping and then he wants some action, but you're sleepy and like, okay.
Well, you wake the fuck up.
You wake him up.
If a guy wakes you up in the middle of the night and you're still a starfish, you're still a starfish. You could be a fucking 9 out of 10. You could be a 9 out of 10, like close to the perfect girl, 9 out of 10. And if you fuck like a starfish, you're a 4. Right?
Just true. I get it. I get it. But I mean, sometimes, you know, you're just very sleepy.
No. If you're sleepy, then don't do it.
Okay.
But
tell that, like what happens if, like, just think about it. You're very horny and you wake up your girlfriend, your wife, whoever it is, right? Your partner. And then, yeah, you just want it. You just want it, right? But she's just not waking up, right? She's like, no, I'll go to sleep. And
well, then go jerk off because it'll be better than fucking a starfish.
Okay. Good point. Okay.
So that's my number one point of this whole show is don't be a starfish in bed.
I see. Wow. Good point. No, but
it probably works for the, there's probably a guy version of a starfish too, where he just does one position and goes one speed. And,
right. Yeah.
And then he's done and that's it. So there's probably a guy version of it. I just don't know what it's called.
Yeah. I guess. Well,
we can come up with our own name.
Well, yeah.
Maybe like a turtle fuck. Slow like a turtle, boring like a turtle.
Well, maybe he was drunk and I'm not even.
No starfish fucking. For males or females.
I agree, yeah. Starfish probably is not very fun sex. All right, okay.
So let's go to the next one.
So don't call someone else's name.
Yeah. Now, we talked about that last week on embarrassing sex moments. It does not end well. Trust me, it's a mood killer.
Yes, it is a very, very big mood killer. Like, no matter how excited you are and you got lost in your imagination there, try to remember at least the person's names that you're having sex with.
Yeah, don't go thinking about somebody else either. Right? Like, if, like, I say this to all my guy friends, like, if you're fucking a girl, like, don't think about somebody else. Think about her. She's in front of you. You're probably going to jerk off to her later about the time that you had with her. So, like, you know, be in the moment with her. Don't think about some other girl.
Or at least if you're going to think about someone else, then
think
it's
going to
be a poor... Yes, think about legend. But also, maybe just think about porn or something. Someone that doesn't have a name.
Yeah, so you don't slip it out.
Yeah. So, but yes... Keep at least in the moment there.
Okay, the next one is, don't stick it in her ass without lube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure,
lube is very important for that hole.
Yes, it is. Unless you know that you're fucking like a porn star with a big gaping hole. Right? Like, lube that up. And you might want to ask her about it, too. If it's your first time, you might want to have that conversation.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to stick it in your ass all of a sudden just without knowing she actually would be.
Yeah, don't surprise her.
Yeah. That's. I think that's very important. Not a lot of girls are into that. They might get into it, though, later. But
yeah.
Like the beginning, especially.
Yeah, and if it's her first time, definitely start with, like, a finger. Like, don't just surprise her and don't tell her just the tip, because we all know how that goes.
Just the tip. Oh, my God. Oh, that's
right. All right, so what do you got next?
Okay, so the next one. Okay, so don't let your pet watch, please. It's creepy as fuck. And you never know how they would actually react.
Like
what if they jump in and want the action? They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, or the dog sits back and starts humping the bedpost. Right? Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Like, that's not the type of warrior you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm with you. No pets. No pets watching. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Right? Your creepy cat can, you know, go on the couch for the... You know, why? And close the door, lock it out.
Yeah. You really never know how they are going to react.
Yeah.
It could be really, really a big mood killer.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the next one is don't fake orgasms. And this is obviously for women.
Right.
So here's the thing, right? Like, maybe if it's a one night stand and you're never going to see the guy again and you just want to get it over with, then, you know, yeah, sure, fake it, go ahead. But be good about it. Like, if you're not a fucking actor, don't try it. Actress, sorry, don't try it. Right. But, you know, here's the thing about if you're dating a guy or it's your spouse or something, he's going to figure it out. And it's going to hurt his ego. And then he's going to go fuck some four that will fuck like a porn star in heat, right? To make himself feel better about himself. So don't fake an orgasm. Work it out. Figure it out with him. You know, talk it out. Communicate. Figure ways to get it done, but don't fake it.
All right. No, I mean, I agree with that. I think you shouldn't fake orgasm. But, you know, there are situations. Like, what about if it's a quickie? It's just a quickie, but a quickie
you mean don't fake it. Like, just don't have an orgasm. It's better not. Like, a quickie, if you're gonna go into the, you know, the the change room at the department store, right? And you know, you've only got a limited amount of time. You're doing it for the fun and the excitement of, you know, fucking in a kinky place. Mm-hmm. That's different. But don't fake it. Like, don't be like, oh my God, orgasm, and yeah, don't fake it.
Okay,
just make sure it's real.
Okay.
You guys eventually will catch on.
All right.
Or if not, they'll be like, again, they'll be like, fuck it, I'm going to go fuck some four that doesn't fake it. Or they're going to be like, you know, we discovered hentai last week from the Pornhub reviews, right? You know, I think I figured out that, by the way.
Okay.
Sorry to get off topic. But so hentai is for guys that have really shitty lays at home.
Oh, okay.
So they go online, they see these cartoons fucking like banshees, and they're like, and they jerk off to that instead of their fucking their wife that's fucking like a four.
Oh my god.
Faking orgasms or being starfishes. That's why they're watching hentai. Because those cartoons, they do everything.
Oh, I do. That's so funny.
They're wild as fuck.
That's so funny.
Okay, what do we got? What do we got next?
So next we have, okay, so this is very important. Okay. So if you want your lady to do dirty things and to, you know, be into it, you really gotta make sure that you're clean and smell good, especially down there.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want any pee smell or anything like that. Make sure you clean it up, because if she doesn't find it that it smells good, she's never gonna go down there.
Yeah, that's true. But it works both ways though, right?
Yes, like, I agree.
Do we got time to talk about the smelly pussy?
Oh, yes, yeah? Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this story about when I was a lot younger. I was messing around with this girl, and you know, she actually gave like really good head and really good hand jobs. Okay. Like, it was really good.
Okay.
But so I go to return the favor, right? And so I went down there like with my hands, went down into her panties, and I started playing with her. Mm-hmm. And then I had this like this horrible smell.
Oh no.
And I didn't even know it was her pussy at the time. I thought it was like some, maybe like, we were in this parking lot out in this industrial area.
Oh my god.
So I thought maybe it was like from like some factory or something. And I was like, what is that? And then I realized, holy shit, it's her pussy.
Oh my god.
Right? So here's the thing, like I was like it was the most like disgusting smell ever.
Oh no.
So anyway, like so bad that like when I went home, like my fingers smelled like it for days.
Oh my god.
What I had to do is I had to go to Home Depot and get this like special like plumbing degreaser cleaner that plumbers use.
Wow.
To get the smell off. And but like for 3 days, and of course, right, because I'm a guy, I'm disgusting, I keep smelling my fingers.
Right? Oh, of course.
Right. So anyway, I was like, I gave her another shot thinking, okay, well, maybe she just wasn't clean, whatever. Right. So I gave it another shot, and it was again, like she gave like wicked fucking head.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll go return the favor. And like, as soon as I got her panties off, I went down there like, and I was like, nope. I pulled up and I'm like, I can't do this.
God.
I'm like, I can't do it. And I had to flat out have the conversation with her.
Oh,
like, you see, nowadays you can just ghost those type of women, right?
I see.
Never talk to them again, never text them, you know, never reply to them,
right?
Ghosting, right? Back then we actually had to fucking talk to people, right? So I had to be like, okay, listen, you know, you're super hot and you give really good head, but your pussy smells really bad.
Oh my god.
I did. And like, I was, I don't know, maybe it was the wrong thing to do, but I think it was better than like, just like, like, to be honest about it, I thought it was the right thing to do. But her reply was, is like, yeah, I know, but a lot of guys like that.
I'm like, oh.
And I'm like, oh no. Yeah, so anyway, I never saw her again, but.
Oh.
And I'm sure there are guys that like some stench down there, but.
Oh.
I mean, this is like out there. This isn't like that sex smell after.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's stuck on you for days like a fucking skunk.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so no. Anyway, that might have been a medical problem too, though, right? So
It might have been.
Right, now that I'm older and understand things, and it might have been a medical problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you do when you're 20 years old and you have a smelly pussy in front of you?
Yeah.
Right? Like, really? Like, what do you do? Like, I couldn't go. Like, I couldn't even like get my head like within like a foot of her. Like, I couldn't get past her knee.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
No, but I hear you. It goes both ways. Like, guys. I think also sometimes guys don't realize that, you know, like, when your cock smells to pee, that's not sexy.
Yeah.
That's not sexy. So, yes. So, that's not... Yeah, no. Most girls are not into golden showers or anything like that.
Yeah, if she's into goldens, then the pee smells okay. Don't clean it up. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, I mean, yeah, just simple things. Like, wear fucking deodorant.
Right. That too. And, yeah.
Like, especially if you're the type of person that has a little bit of BO, like, you know, put on some deodorant, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of perfume for women, but don't overdo it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? If you haven't showered, don't overload with perfume to make up for it, because we'll figure it out when we go down there.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Okay, so I'll do the next one. Don't come on her face unless you know she wants it.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, this is from experience. Again.
Right?
You know, so this girl was giving me head, and she said, like, it was the first time she was giving me a blowjob.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, don't come in my mouth.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, like, that's like a pretty standard thing, especially, like, you know, at that age range, you know, when you're younger.
Right.
Not a lot of girls, you know, take it in their mouth, right? It's right. The older ones that get kinky and start liking it. It's an acquired taste, maybe. I don't know, right? But so anyway, like, I was like, okay. So I got close and I pushed her head. Like, I grabbed her head to move it, to pull it out. And I cummed on her face. And she was, like, disgusted by it.
Oh, my God.
She, like, had this weird, like, angry look on her face. Like... Yeah, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, what? You said don't come in your mouth. And she's like, well, I thought, like, maybe on my tits or something. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So anyway, ask where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Especially the first time.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a very, very good point there. Ask where she wants the cum to go, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of girls are grossed out by cum on her face. Like, especially, like, cum chopping her eyes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't cum on her eyeball.
Yeah. It's like all of us are like, ooh.
Yes, freeze her eyeballs.
Yeah, that has happened. It's like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. That's funny. It's kind of a turn on, but
it's funny, but yes.
Okay, so
the next one.
What's the next one we got?
So there? The next one is so I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, if you're getting it, turn your phone off or just don't look at it. It's not cool to be texting or doing something else while you're getting it. Like, for guys or girls,
right? I agree. Like, don't, like, if a girl ever grabbed her phone, the only reason it's acceptable is if a friend's texting her, telling her she's coming over to join. That's the only way it's acceptable. The only other time, there might be one other time, if she's grabbing the phone to video it to put it on Pornhub later. Those are the only two times that women should be allowed, or a guy should be allowed, to use their phone.
Yeah, right? That's, like, it's right.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, I
it's
agree.
Just, it's a respect thing, right? Like, don't grab your phone. Yeah. Right? It's just wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Talking is, like, dirty talk is hot, but don't have a conversation either. Like,
but,
don't talk about, like, how your day was, or you need to add something to the grocery list. Right? Like, that puts you in that starfish range. It takes a solid nine to a 4 if she does shit like that. It's true.
That's funny, but it's true.
Ask any guy. It's true. And it's the same with girls, I'm sure, too, right? Like, the super hot guy that you meet, and then if he's a really bad fuck, mm-hmm. right, just turns him into a 4.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You really want the other person, your partner, to be into it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Just be in the moment, right? Like, really be
in the moment.
Moment.
That's a great advice.
Yeah.
Be in the moment.
Yep. All right.
Okay. I think that's all we've got for today's show, but we want to thank you once again for listening, subscribing and liking and all your feedback. We really enjoy doing this, and we really hope that you enjoy what we're putting out here.
Yeah, we certainly enjoy having you listen to us or our crazy talks, and hopefully you can give us some feedback. And I mean, do let us know if you have any, like, don'ts do in the background. Like, maybe there is some other important points that we're missing here. But that's, I think the key thing is, yes, be in the moment.
And don't be a fucking starfish.
Someone is scarred by the starfish.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one. Thank you for taking the time to tune in and listen to us this week. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share it with one of your flirty friends? Please hit the like and subscribe button so you don't miss our next week's episode.
We're going to close out today's show with a short teaser of next week's show.
Now, because Lola has some sugar boy action going on, we're going to talk about why older men and older women are so sexy.
I'm not admitting on the cougar face yet, just so you know.
She's in denial, friends.
You know, like they got already some training on lowering the toilet seat. So you don't have to work on that, right? Because they already know how to do it. You know, it takes years.
Well, I would say that for older women, they have training to keep that toilet seat up.
Oh, my God. See? Legend is not mature.
Fuck no, I'm not.
That's why he likes older women.
That's right. They let me keep the seat up. That was a quick teaser of the next episode. She is Lola.
And he is Legend. We will see you next week. Stay flirty, friends.